From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is The Right Choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. Happy Mother's Day to everyone out there who is a mother, who has a mother figure. And happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers and the memories that we have for those that are no longer here. Let's have a good show today, all about real estate. This is Margaret Rome, our call-in number 410-922-6680. Lots of things to share with you today. I'm just going to start right away. But by the way, if you're thinking of buying, if you're thinking of selling, give me a call. You can call on the show or after the show. I'll be happy to answer your questions. After the show's number is 410-530-2400. I want to start with what I call a deceiving house. I like deceiving houses. They're the ones that are plain Jane on the outside, blending right in with the neighborhood. No one would actually stop and say, "What a beauty." Then you're introduced to the interior, and it reveals the true character and the abundant love afforded to a cherished ones. It feels magical. Soon I'll have one of those homes. From the outside, it looks like a small stone cottage. Then you get to tour it with the owner, and the house itself starts to bloom. It is an outside delight, natural paths, fencing, and rooms all created by bamboo. Let's hold that thought for a minute. Let's take our lovely caller. Good afternoon, Erica.
Good afternoon, Mom. Happy Mother's Day to all those people you said, and to you too.
Thank you, sweetheart. I'll see you in a little while. I love you.
All right. Have a great show.
You're the best. Bye-bye. So going back to talking about deceiving homes, I was telling you about the backyard that was actually, it has rooms in it, but those rooms are created by bamboo. You just have to witness it. There are 14-inch stone walls. The walkways, the trails, the patio have been designed and hand-picked, hand-cut from a local quarry just to make sure that there was natural runoff. These are the kinds of things that you absolutely do not see or appreciate when you're purchasing a home. The patio stones were even laid in stone dust. They used the ground-up slate from the old roof. Didn't want to waste anything, so they took the ground-up stone and laid the stones right into that. One of the other things that's really exciting about this house, and something that I actually had to look up, and that was something called a turn tin roof. I know that there's some of you out there that know what that is, and this is one that could probably last as long as a lifetime. It could probably last 100 years. Some people say 50, 75, but it's a really, really good roof. This home has one of those. Again, this is one of the things in a home that you wouldn't notice when you've got a really special home built And you're not just looking at the color of the paint and the pretty flowers. So the other thing, this, as I mentioned, it's sitting on a quarter of an acre lot, but it feels so much larger. The design is perfect to go out there and relax. Privacy, playing, entertaining, and there's even enough room back there to double the size of this house. It is a little house. It is immaculate. We have drawings if you ever want to add on to this property. I'm going to tell you a few other features. I am just enamored by this little stone home. When I walked inside, the artistry was amazing. There were, quote, rugs on the floors, but they weren't rugs. They were actual hand-painted stencils. It is lovely. There's one in the foyer. There's one in the dining room, and there's another one in the hallway. These are things you just don't see. Also, there's a wood-burning stove with a natural heatilator. The ceilings, you look up, the ceilings are so unbelievably smooth, and this is a home that was built in maybe the early 40s. Beautifully captured, beautiful design. Look at the door closures, handmade. Look at the hinges. Some of them are antique. I looked them up. A hinge like that now, just to replace that, could be as much as $150. And then there's the open attic. It's perfect for an artist, for a writer. Extra bedrooms or a home office. Up there, you've got concealed storage, and you've got the electric plugs concealed. They're all there just so it looks better. It pleases the eye. There's a Vermont stove up there. It's sitting on the slate, and that will keep you warm during the cooler days. There's also a full basement that has stone walls and wood dividers. There's just some really unique features of these, of the details to this. Even the windows have handmade Charlie bars. I'd never seen that before. Anybody wants to know about that, call me or I'll send you a picture. This home, again, not on the market yet. It is in the Cheswold area, 21209. Anybody interested in a small stone home with immense amount of appeal, please, please give me a call. I have lots more information on that home. Okay, that's enough about that little beauty. Let's switch subjects and go to, I had someone, I actually had an attorney one time, when he signed the listing agreement, he said to me, "Is anything here important that I should read?" And my response back to him, "I think you might want to consult your attorney before you sign this." And we both had a good laugh at that. I'm here to say, read the contract. I am working now with someone who I sold their parents' home maybe 5 or 6 years ago, and I remembered she was perfectly capable of reading and understanding the contract. She was very detailed oriented. What I did when I'm working with her again this year is that I took the entire contract, I highlighted all the places that needed signatures. I made a copy of it, one for me, one for her. I went over the contract, I left her the blank copy, and asked her to take it home, review it, and then let's talk about any questions. That happened. A couple of days went by. We talked on the phone. I was impressed. This is a person without real estate training, without real estate background. She's not a real estate agent. And she was able to go through that contract, ask questions, and she picked out every single change that had been made in the past 5 years. Impressive. So there are some people that you can go through the contract line by line. I start off by saying, is your name spelled correctly? Is the address right? Is the zip code right? And then I go on line, paragraph by paragraph. Some people, you can sum up a paragraph in a sentence or two. Some stop you and say, explain that to me. And I think all of us real estate agents should be doing that. What concerns me is that when you get a contract, and believe me, I love the convenience of DocuSign and all the other ways of electronically signing a contract, but there are times when I find that the person whose name is in the contract and on the contract might have one of their relatives signing for them. So I have explained to them, find out who's going to be signing if they can. If there is a son, a daughter, or several who are thinking about their parents who want to review the contract, instead of them going into mom and dad's email and doing it for them, that I'm either there in person letting mom and dad sign or on the phone with them. I think this is really important that we are very careful as real estate agents to make sure that our clients, our buyers, our sellers know what they're signing and are informed. I'm going to tell you another couple of stories about that. I had, some years ago, I had sold a really, really big property, and we had agreed, I was representing the seller, and we had agreed that they would let the seller remain for another 30 days so that they could get their belongings out. As I said, it was a huge property. Not a problem. We get to a settlement day, and the wife says, we're moving in today. No, don't you remember? We agreed to give them 30 days. And she said, I never signed that. So I pulled out the contract, and sure enough, her signature was there. Her husband's signature was there. And the words that came out of her mouth really were upsetting. She said, I don't sign that. My husband does all the electric signings. Well, you should have seen the look on the buyer agent's face. We all had a discussion about it. We worked it out. And that's what I'm saying. Yes, it is a wonderful program, but be careful out there with all of your electronics. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. You can call in at 410-922-6680, and we're going to take a break.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, ActiveRain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. ActiveRain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features ActiveRain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. ActiveRain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of ActiveRain? For information on how to join ActiveRain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome@homerome.com.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online, timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com, read her daily blog, or call 410-530-2400.
Hi, I'm Peter Segal, and I am the second funniest person in my family, next to my late uncle, Ted Skolnick, a delightful man a dozen times sharper and wittier than I've ever been. But not a lot of people ever got to know that about him, maybe because he spent most of his life hiding his ostomy bag due to his severe Crohn's disease. He kept that a secret, but when he died last year, he left a large bequest to the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, supporting the search for better treatments and support for people like him. Don't feel you need to hide your Crohn's or colitis. Go to spillyourguts.org to learn more.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Start your day with Maryland's wake-up call. The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Then check back frequently all day on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back, Margaret Rome, All About Real Estate. Call in number 410-922-6680. I need a small home, could be a townhouse. We'd like it to be in the 21208 zip code, close to Greenspring, Old Court Road, anywhere around that area. I've got family moving in from out of town. They want either a small home, they want a townhouse. I think they can go up to about $500,000 or $600,000 if you have this property in the Northwest area. Give me a call. Again, you can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400. I'm talking about, you always hear me talking about my unusual homes, unique properties. Well, I was talking with someone and they only wanted a colonial. They wanted the look of a colonial. They wanted that two-story colonial, but they wanted to also have accessibility. So we have a home that is a two-story colonial that is in perfect move-in condition. On the first floor, there is a room that could either be an office, a den. If you put a door on it, it could be a bedroom. And that room has a concealed elevator in it. So basically what you have is a guest suite with a private elevator. So you can use the first floor room either as a bedroom or as your sitting room or your office for maybe a grandma or a someone who comes to take care of anybody in the house. And then they can take the elevator from that same room upstairs to a full bedroom right on the second floor. That second floor has three full bathrooms. So do you see how you could take a colonial and make it accessible for anybody? Think about if any of your friends or family want to visit. Maybe there's a new baby. Look how convenient that would be. They also would have access to every floor, to the bedrooms, to the bathrooms, to the laundry, which is, by the way, upstairs, without it being any kind of a problem. This home is in the park at Mount Washington, one of the Beezer homes. It is, as I said, in move-in condition. Every room, every enlargement that could have been done when the house was built was done. And the elevator in the in-law suite, as I mentioned, was also put in at the time the home was built. And it's big enough. I put four people in it this week and they rode up. Very convenient. And by the way, the elevator can also be great for baby carriages if you've got heavy furniture that needs to go upstairs. This is just a good feature of a home, and it's very rare to find this kind of amenity. This home is listed at 2007 Thistlewood. It also have 5 bathrooms and 3.5 baths and a sun porch. If you're interested, give me a call. Here you can have everything. You can have your colonial, you can have your two-story, and you can have the accessibility of an elevator. If you're interested, if you know someone who might be interested, don't hesitate. Give me a call after the show, 410-530-2400. And if you're working with a real estate agent, have them call me, or real estate agents, if you have a buyer that might be interested, call me. Let's get them in here. It is an unusual feature, and I'm delighted to be able to present a little bit different, someone who can still live in that beautiful colonial and still have the accessibility of the entire home. Any questions about that? Please give me a call. I would love to share that information with you. Another home, as I'm talking, you can hear how different my properties are. This is a small 2-bedroom, 1 bath, single family home with a cement driveway that can hold at least four cars. It also has central air. It also has gas heat. It is a home that's going to be in need of some TLC. It is a fixer-upper. And this is one of those times that possibly you can get into the market for under $200,000. You can do the work and you can make this property yours. If you did that, you made it to live there. Maybe you'd live there for a couple of years. Maybe you would then sell it, hopefully for a profit. Or you might be able to consider renting it. This area would be a wonderful rental. It's in a residential area with all single family homes. Anybody who is thinking about buying a fixer-upper, a starter home, a home to rent, give me a call. I'll tell you where it is. It is off of Glen Avenue, 21215, and the street is Ethelbert. Anybody who's interested, give me a call. Just remember that it is being sold as is. It is livable. Two bedrooms, a full bath, and a basement, and a back enclosed porch. I'd love to share it with you. Again, reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. And any of these properties that I'm talking to you about, you can see on my website, margaretrome.com, or you can always give me a call. Okay, I'm going to skip my properties for a minute, and I want to tell you about something that sounds cute, but it's really, really important. I had a friend who many of my colleagues know, whose name is Barbara Todaro, and she said, "If you can smell it, I can't sell it." What she's talking about is getting your home ready to smell. It's a lovely scent can be a secret ingredient to getting those potential buyers swooning, but be careful about the smells you are introducing. Let's get to the first part. It needs to be deep clean. Hopefully you'll get a professional company in through deep clean. When I say deep clean, the carpets, the stairways, the tracks in the sliding doors, all of the things that make a home clean, a really deep clean. And most of the time when you have that home that is really completely, completely clean, there is no smell. But sometimes people want to feel a little fancy and they want to put some smells in. Okay, I don't mind if you put some orange slices on and boil them. But be careful. Some of those smells, which smell good to you, do not smell good to other people. There are people who are allergic to simple things, even like cinnamon. So, again, be careful on nice days, any days during the year that it's nice enough. Open the windows, turn the ceiling fans on, air the house out, get the stale odors out. It really does work wonder. And if you're going to use these air purifiers, make sure you're using unscented ones, natural ones, so that you don't run into that problem. Same thing with candles. A lot of people say, well, we'll put some candles around. First of all, I don't think candles, when you're showing a house, is safe. You may have children coming in. Not a good idea. So again, if you've got to use a fragrant, stick to ones that are hypoallergenic or fragrant-free, or just forget them all the way. I have a story, of course, to tell you about the smells. I sold a property a couple of years ago. I had a contract on a property a couple of years ago. We were ready. We bought it. This contract was signed, and then we went back for the home inspection. When we got there to the home inspection, it was about a 99-degree day, one of our Baltimore hot, humid days. The windows were open, and every room had a different fragrant room fresher plug-in. We walked in, and we go, what are we trying to cover up? We wrote an addenda that said we would like to come back for the inspection when the windows are closed, when the air conditioning is on, and when there are no artificial smells in there. We insulted the seller. I think we insulted the seller, but there were a couple of other things that were wrong with the unit that we decided to withdraw. So think about it, how the person who is viewing your house, who's experienced your house, is affected by all of these things. And the other thing is, we're not even going to talk about it because you know about it. And that is, make sure that you have your pets, your cats, your dogs taken care of, and their dishes and areas clean. Maybe even take them out of the house while you're showing. Anybody got any questions or any stories about that? I would love to hear them. We are going to take a quick break. You're listening to All About Real Estate. This is Margaret Rome, 410-922-6680.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This weekend we'll end on a dry note with a partly to mostly cloudy sky, a light breeze out of the north, and a high headed to 83. And tonight, cloudy with a low dropping down to 59. There'll be some more clouds starting off the week on Monday, and the potential for a few isolated showers developing during the afternoon with a high near 77. Temperatures will cool down on Tuesday as rain increases, with showers likely as the afternoon high on Tuesday eventually tops out in the low 70s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself, looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you, and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive, life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress, and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
The Sage from South Central is back on your radio. Hi, Larry Elder here. I run for governor of California and for president. I know what it takes to turn this country around. Join me every Sunday night at 10 as we discuss the most important issues in this pivotal election year. Let's get to work. We've got a country to save. Tune in to the Larry Elder Show only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
You can listen to WCBM wherever you go, at home, at work, in the car, or at the gym. Take WCBM on vacation or on a walk, and don't miss a minute of your favorite shows live or on demand. Listen on AM 680, 99.9 FM in Harford County, WCBM.com, and the WCBM mobile app. Or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. Make the right choice. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. You're listening to Margaret Rome. If you'd like to reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. You can text me. If I don't call you back, just call me again. I try to answer my phone. Sometimes I'm a little busy. Call me again. Leave a message. I'll try to get back to you as soon as possible. We were talking about interesting things in homes. We were talking about the Charlie bars on the windows. And somebody just asked me, what's a Charlie bar? And I thought, my goodness, I thought everybody would know what a Charlie bar was. So, you know, when you've got a sliding glass door, the bars that come down across the door and prevent you from opening, that's called a Charlie bar. I guess you could call that piece of wood, that stick in the bottom of the track of a sliding glass door, a type of Charlie bar. And the ones that I was talking about were the handmade ones that went into a window. And anybody's interested, I've got photos of these kinds of things, and I'd be happy to share them with you. But again, let's keep talking about some interesting things in houses. So here's one. Do you prefer one, two, or none? What am I talking about? I'm talking about dishwashers. And having two dishwashers in a kitchen has many benefits, especially for large family or those who host a lot of gathering. One dishwasher could be doing your everyday dishes while the other takes care of pots and pans, reducing the need for hand washing. This setup can also free up sink space, makes it easier to load one dishwasher while the other one's loading. Maybe one dishwasher can serve as storage for the clean dishes. For those of you who don't like to empty the dishwasher, you just have the clean dishes in there, use them, put the dirty ones in the other one, and then reverse the process. There are practical solutions for homes for two dishwashers too, and those are dual dishwashers for a practical solution for anybody who is having specific dietary needs such as kosher kitchen. But it's possible there's not enough room or enough plumbing to have that second dishwasher. Or maybe you've decided to live dishwasher free. One of my clients used theirs for bread storage. You know what? I'm fibbing. It wasn't one of my clients. It was my mother. I would go in there. I'd open the dishwasher and She'd have all kinds of things stored in there. So some people do not use it. An idea that I saw was they had large drawers instead of cabinets in the kitchen. And those drawers were divided. They had drill holes in it with pegs, you know, the round pegs that you put in the hole, that could be adjusted to any size of dish or plate. And it divided the storage up for them. And they had all of the drawers at the bottom like that. If you didn't want to use the drawers for storage of dishes, you just don't put the pegs in. I just thought that made a lot of sense. And a lot of people just decide they truly do not want to use a dishwasher because there's nothing wrong with good old-fashioned hand washing. I have one colleague by the name of Bill Spear who came up with, he says, I have two dishwashers. I have one upstairs and I have one downstairs, and the one downstairs is for our pets. He's got lots and lots of pets. He's an avid a puppy kitty person, and his dishwasher downstairs is for his pets. I think he may even have a separate stove down there to whenever he needs to prepare food for them. So I never thought about needing one for your pets. If you're thinking about, do you have a story about dishwashers? Maybe you hate them. Maybe you couldn't live without them. I've also had people contact me when I was talking about these dishwashers, saying agents who have been into homes that have had multiple dishwashers, but occasionally one of them said it wasn't even hooked up. And another one said it had never been used. And I just thought it was kind of interesting, a little bit different. How many dishwashers do you need? Is it one? Is it two? Is it none? Think about it. Any interesting stories? And if anybody else out there has somebody storing their bread in it, I think you can smile about that today. Again, if you'd like to call us, 410-922-6680. I've got another really special home. It's sitting on a couple of acres, no grass to mow, beautiful landscaping, tree lots. It has six garages integrated into the home. If you are a car buff, if you need that extra space. In addition, it's got another probably five or six or seven bedrooms and lots of bathrooms and lots of places to escape. It is very, very contemporary, high ceilings, lots of light, very wonderful, fun house for anybody who's interested in a very contemporary home with lots of living in it. Give me a call. That home is on a street called Bywoods, and that zip code is Stevenson 21153. Again, all of these properties you can see on my website. Just go to margaretrome.com. Call me. If there's a problem, I can email anything to you that you would like, or text you, or text it to your real estate agent. Again, you are listening to All About Real Estate. This is Margaret Rome. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400, or you can text to that number. We will be right back.
Stimulating talk, breaking news. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com, read her daily blog, or call 410-530-2400.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
Join Matthew Alwan for Wealth Without Risk, Sundays at 1 p.m. Learn how you can become safe financially before and after your retirement. Wealth Without Risk, Sundays at 1 on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. I want to tell you about a couple more properties that I have. I think, you can hear how different my properties are. I love to take on unique listings. I love to help people sell properties that they think they're going to have trouble selling. It's going to take longer, but I love that challenge. One that I have right now is a building lot. It is 7+ acres. It is in the 21153 zip code. It has its own private road. If you wanted, you could make it a gated home. Again, 7+ acres, almost 7.5 acres, with flat levels, with rolling hills, with a stream, with trees, with plantings. There are structures there. This is a home that was the original home for some people who are selling it right now. And probably 60 or 70 years ago, they had lots and lots of memories of their home. There is just magnificent spacing and land. If you're a builder, if you're thinking about purchasing a home that you want to build, I mean, purchasing land that you want to build, I truly don't think there is another lot anywhere within this area, in these areas. It's close to 83. It's minutes to the Beltway. It is convenient to private schools. It is convenient to shopping. Again, if you're thinking about building a home, unusual for me to have a piece of land of this size and of this quality. And it's interesting, I was showing it to a builder, and the builder was trying to, as we call, steal the property, because that's what you need to do to make a lot of money when you're building a house. You get the land for really, really a good price, then you build the house on it, and then you've got your profit built in. And he was saying it was too expensive, that nobody would buy that. And then I heard him say to the person he was with, if I had the money, this is where I would want my personal home to be. I thought that said a lot about the person that, as a builder who's seen lots and lots of properties and land and building houses, that he would say that would be the space that he would like his own personal home. I thought that was a definite giveaway that this was as special as I thought it was. And again, if you have any questions about building this, if you're a builder, you want to know more about it. If you need a builder, I've got some builders that I'm working with who do love this land. I can share with you, and that would be just a delight to match someone building their dream home, their dream family home, their dream compound in this beautiful neighborhood. Give me a call after the show. If you're working with an agent, do the same thing. 410-530-2400. Then I have another little tiny piece of land. It's only a half an acre, ready to build a single family home. This is in the zip code of 21244, the Milford Old Court Road, not maybe a half a mile from Northwest Hospital. Great location, corner lot, ready for someone who's interested in building their own private home, or building a home for investment, or building a home that you could rent out, having the hospital so close by, it would be a really awesome rental. Questions about that home, give me a call. You can reach me again, 410-530-2400. I could use a home in the 21208, 21209, a large home, four, five, or more bedrooms, a two-car garage, a finished basement, and we can go up to about $900,000. If you've got a home that is that home, we are ready to go now. This is also a cash buyer. They could move quickly, or they could even give you time to move. Call me again, 410-530-2400. The last one, because I think we're going to run out of time soon, I have a co-op on the sixth floor. It's a studio apartment. It would be great if you're a snowbird, you just came back to Baltimore during the seasons, you'd have a place to stay, you wouldn't need a hotel room. It is a studio with one bedroom, kitchen, good closet space, wood floors, and a nice bright wall of windows with a balcony. If you're thinking about co-op living, it's time to give me a call, 410-530-2400. Again, wishing everyone out there a happy, wonderful Mother's Day. To everyone who is a mother, to everyone who's had a mother, and to all the memories of our mothers, make it a wonderful day.
Radio 680 WCBM.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Baltimore.